School Science on Viking Tuttle is presented by Free M, official science partner of the Minnesota Vikings.
Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. Any ideas on who this week's mystery player is?
He's 6'1", he weighs 218 pounds, it's Xavier Rhodes.
Vikings blitz, the rear deep throw, intercepted by Xavier Rhodes.
Now let's check in with Ben Lieber for another episode of School Science.
On this segment of School Science, we have TJ Clemmings, second-year offensive lineman out of the University of Pitt. And we are going to talk to you guys about the role of communication, and not just the role of communication, but the role of communication in-game with all of the crowd noise. You've played in a lot of stadiums with a lot of crowd noise. Let's first start off with, what's probably the loudest stadium you've ever played in college and professional?
I would say the Falcons or the Cardinals. I remember those games being... Getting pretty loud.
The NFL holds the world record for the loudest stadium for an event. 142.2 decibels. A decibel can be defined as a wave of compression and refraction created by the vibration of an object causing the air to vibrate. You guys on offense won't have that issue with crowd noise. At least I think our fans are smart enough to know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay quiet on offense.
Yeah.
Let's go inside you guys as far as the huddle and the line calls, and you've got all this like mega sound. I don't think people realize like how noisy and loud it can literally feel like your ears are just ringing, and it's hard to think and it's hard to hear. But for offensive linemen, you guys have to communicate as much as anybody else on the field about blocking assignments, calling out this guy. Yeah. You know, I think a lot of people will see every quarterback walk up, and the center, who I'm going to play, is always pointing out somebody. And you guys are declaring the Mike linebacker. Who's the Mike? You know, 54 is the Mike, 51 is the Mike. And that's right away telling you guys how to set your blocking assignments.
Correct.
So that's probably the first thing that you guys look at when you guys walk up to the line. I'm playing center, and I'm going to yell out the number that's the mic. And is that something that you even try to listen to, or you just can tell by his point?
Yes. Well, you want to look at his point because if you can't hear him, at least you can see directly who he's pointing at. And then, like you said, we need to know that because it sets our blocking scheme and how we're going to block, who's going to the mic. And it kind of directs everybody and tells us where we need to go and where we need to get to.
It would be something like, hey, 54 is the mic, 54 is the mic. Uh-oh, something changed. I got to say, hey, slippy, slappy snake. And then I got to say that to the guard. And the guard's got to say, hey, what's that? And then you got to go, hey, slippy, slappy snake.
Yep.
And then you're like, okay, I got it. Okay, so I'm doing something different here because slippy and slappy tell me one thing and the snake tells me the other thing.
Yes.
All right. So this whole episode's been about communication and noise and how loud the stadium can get. And these guys talking across the line. So let's have a little fun here. We're gonna have a quick little competition. We'll measure the decibels of how loud we can both say skull individually. So you'll say skull as loud as you can, and then I'll say skull as loud as I can. And we'll see who can win, who can be the loudest between the two of us. You're a big guy. I think I'm gonna lose just by sizing you up. You know, big guy, big vocal cords.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
I got dainty vocal cords. A baby crying can reach up to 110 decibels. A live rock band is usually around 120 decibels. So okay. Who do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
We'll let you go first.
Okay. We have lemon water. Here we go. One, two, three. Skull! That's pretty good, right?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I might not be able to master
it. Broken phlegm there. All right, you got it. Your stage.
One, two, hold on a second.
Yeah, yeah, take all the time you need because I set the bar pretty high.
Maybe I should have went first. Skull!
Wow.
How's that?
That was pretty good.
That's pretty good?
Now, okay. can you imagine if all the rabid fans on game day were yelling that loud?
Man, I would hate to be.
So maybe that's what we need out of you guys is to take those decibels and get that loud individually and collectively.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we'll shatter that new roof that they have at US Bank Stadium.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go for that.
Yes, just get the players offers. But yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. You guys have helmets on. You'll be fine. Stop being such a wuss. All right. Thanks, man.
Awesome.
You win. You win. Oh, you always do. You.
There you go.
Up next, another young fan gets a shot at KidCaster.
Welcome back to KidCaster. Paul Allen joined by, what's your name?
Emily.
Nice to meet you. Who's your favorite Viking?
Adrian Peterson.
Who's your favorite team?
Vikings.
Go to school with anybody who likes the Green Bay Packers?
No.
I was going to say, if you did, time to change schools. Here's what's going to happen via KidCaster. We are going to watch a play from last season, another Vikings victory. You're going to hear me call the play. Then we're going to play the play without my play-by-play, and you're going to do it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hit it.
Hand off Adrian Peterson. He gets out to the right side. Stiff arms a charger at the 40. Adrian's to the 30. Heads to the left of the 20. And it's loose! Inside the 5. Touchdown!
Adrian Peterson runs so well, I swear he could win the Kentucky Derby. It is so beautiful watching him run. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yep.
You're trying to take my job, aren't you? In like 15 years, you want to be the Vikings play-by-play girl, don't you? Good luck. This is your audition tape. Take it away.
Adrian Peterson has the ball, and he runs. He's running for the touchdown, and he's keep running.
And he's loose.
And he's loose.
And he's loose.
And he's loose, and he makes the touchdown.
How about that? Excellent job. High five. What a talented KidCaster.